Okay, so are you ready to like dive into some serious AI stuff today? We're talking about meta prompting, and let me tell you, this changes everything.
It's true. It really does change how we think about AI instructions, about how we interact with AI.
Yeah, so like for people who are new to this whole thing, it's like, how do we even tell AI what to do in the first place?
Right now, we use what we call prompts, which are basically like instructions, but super specific. Think of it like giving someone directions, but for a computer.
And meta prompting is like taking those instructions to a whole other level, right?
Exactly. It's like teaching AI to write better, more detailed instructions for itself.
So instead of us humans having to come up with these super specific prompts, we're basically teaching the AI to do it for us.
Exactly. It's about making AI more self-sufficient, more able to take on complex tasks with minimal input from us.
Okay, that's pretty wild when you think about it. I mean, we came across this YouTuber, right? And he was using meta prompting to have an AI write emails for him.
Yes. This YouTuber wanted to automate responses to customer inquiries about his online courses. He was spending hours each day crafting these detailed emails.
And so he's like, hold on, what if I could get AI to do this for me?
Exactly. And that's where meta prompting came in. He basically fed the AI a bunch of examples of his past emails, along with some guidelines on tone and style.
And this is the crazy part. The AI then generated these super detailed multi-page instructions for itself on how to write future emails. I mean, these weren't just like subject line, greeting, body, closing. These were pages long, way more than any human would normally write.
Exactly. And it worked. The AI started churning out these incredibly detailed, personalized emails that were practically indistinguishable from the ones he had written himself.
It's like it understood the nuances of human communication better than some people I know. But this brings up a really important concept called token efficiency. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, so token efficiency is all about getting the most bang for your buck, so to speak. It's about maximizing the output you get from AI with as little input as possible.
So it's about being smart with your resources, your time, and your effort.
Precisely. In traditional prompting, you often have to feed the AI a lot of information, a lot of specific instructions to get the desired outcome. With meta prompting, you're essentially investing a bit more upfront by teaching the AI how to write its own prompts, but the payoff is huge in terms of efficiency and accuracy.
So it's like, yeah, you're putting in some extra work at the beginning, but you're saving yourself a ton of time and energy down the road.
Exactly. It's like teaching someone to fish instead of just giving them a fish. You're empowering the AI to learn and adapt on its own.
Right. So it's not just about solving a single problem. It's about equipping the AI to solve a whole class of problems. And the more I learn about this stuff, the more I realize we're just scratching the surface here. This YouTube example is cool and all, but the research we've been digging into suggests that meta prompting can go way beyond just writing emails. Like way beyond. I mean, are we talking AI prompting itself to like design a building or something? That's crazy.
Well, it might sound crazy, but it's not as far-fetched as it seems. The research paper we looked at actually hints at AI generating prompts for visual and even physical tasks, not just text.
Whoa, hold on. So we're talking about AI potentially being able to design its own learning processes, like figure out how to solve problems on its own without us humans holding its hand every step of the way.
You got it. And that leads to solving those super complex problems we've been struggling with, maybe even in ways we haven't even thought of yet.
So instead of just spitting out an answer, the AI could actually tell me, hey, this is why I chose this particular solution. Here's the logic, here's the evidence. That's incredible.
Right. We're moving away from AI as this mysterious black box and towards AI that's transparent, explainable, and trustworthy.
It'd be like having a super intelligent consultant by your side, walking you through every step of the decision-making process. I mean, imagine the possibilities in fields like medicine. AI working alongside doctors, not just saying, hey, I think this patient might have this, but actually explaining the reasoning, the thought process behind the diagnosis.
And think about fields like engineering, architecture, even art. AI could design a bridge, a skyscraper, a symphony, and then turn around and explain all the intricate details, the design choices, the potential pitfalls, all of it. It's mind-blowing.
This all sounds amazing, but let's be real for a second. Is meta prompting something that only like super techie people can use? Or can anyone with a computer and a bit of curiosity get in on this?
That's the beauty of it. It's becoming increasingly accessible. Even the YouTuber we mentioned earlier, he emphasized how user-friendly it can be.
Now that you mention it, he did kind of walk through his setup, and it didn't look like some crazy, complicated coding nightmare. It seemed, dare I say, almost simple.
Exactly. And it's only going to get easier from here. We're already seeing all these tools and platforms popping up that are designed to streamline the whole process, making it easier for anyone, no matter their technical background, to harness the power of metaprompting.
So for those of us who aren't coding wizards, what's a good starting point for wrapping our heads around this whole metaprompting thing? Any tips for us beginners?
Absolutely. A great first step is to just start playing around with basic prompting techniques. Learn how to give clear, concise instructions to AI. There are tons of online resources that can help you with that.
Start with the fundamentals, got it.
Once you have a handle on that, think about the tasks you already use AI for. Could you break those down into a more structured format? Could you provide more specific instructions to guide the AI's thought process?
So instead of just asking the AI to write me a product description, I could give it a template with sections for key features, target audience, competitor analysis, that sort of thing.
Exactly. It's about being intentional with your instructions, giving the AI the tools it needs to solve problems more effectively.
You mentioned earlier these platforms designed to make metaprompting more user-friendly. Are there any you'd recommend checking out?
I can't endorse specific products, but a good rule of thumb is to look for platforms that emphasize prompt engineering or have features for creating structured prompts. These are often designed with metaprompting in mind.
Gotcha. So do a little research, see what's out there, find what clicks for you. Okay, last question before we move on. This one's been bugging me a bit. Are there any downsides to metaprompting? Any risks we should be aware of as we dive headfirst into this AI-powered future?
That's a really important question. Like any powerful tool, metaprompting has to be used responsibly. One of the big concerns is making sure that AI is still generating accurate and unbiased information, even as it takes on a more active role in shaping its own learning.
We don't want the AI going rogue, basically.
Yeah.
Teaching itself all sorts of wacky and potentially harmful things.
Exactly. And that's why this research paper is so important. It's not just about what we can do with AI, but what we should do. It's a conversation we need to be having right now.
We're essentially talking about shaping the future of intelligence, both artificial and our own. No big deal, right?
No big deal. But seriously, this is where things get really interesting. Because as we develop more powerful AI, we also need to develop stronger safeguards. We need to make sure it's being used for good, not for harm.
It's a balancing act. Embracing the incredible potential of this technology while also being mindful of the ethical implications.
Absolutely. And that's a responsibility we all share. Because the future is coming, whether we're ready for it or not.
It's like we're handing this incredibly powerful tool to, well, a force we're still trying to fully understand. It's exciting, for sure,
yeah.
But it also comes with a healthy dose of, whoa, what have we gotten ourselves into?
And that's exactly the point this research paper is driving at. It's not just about celebrating what AI can achieve. It's about recognizing the huge responsibility that comes with it. We're shaping the future here, folks.
No pressure. Right. But okay, speaking of the future, one of the things that really blows my mind about this whole metaprompting thing is just how far it can go. I mean, we've talked about text, images, even physical tasks. But when you really start thinking about the potential in fields like, I don't know, medicine, engineering, even art, it's like, are we about to see some serious science fiction stuff becoming reality?
I think we are, yeah. Imagine, for example, AI working with doctors to create totally personalized treatment plans, like based on a patient's unique DNA, or architects using AI to design buildings that blend perfectly with the environment using the least amount of energy possible. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
It really does feel like we're on the verge of something truly remarkable, something that could change, well, pretty much everything.
And here's the thing with metaprompting. We're not just talking about making AI smarter. We're talking about making it more human, more creative, more adaptable. It's not just about following instructions anymore. It's about understanding goals, planning strategies, even learning from mistakes.
So it's like we're not just giving AI a bigger brain. We're giving it intuition. We're giving it the ability to think for itself, maybe even dream up things we never could.
Precisely. And that's both exhilarating and, let's be honest, a little bit terrifying. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we understand intelligence, both artificial and our own.
Okay, so after this deep dive, I'm walking away with a head full of possibilities and, I'll be honest, maybe a few new gray hairs. But for our listeners out there who are just tuning in, what's the one thing you want them to remember about metaprompting?
That this isn't just another tech fad that's going to fade away. Metaprompting is a game changer. It's a fundamental shift in how we interact with and use AI, and the sooner we all wrap our heads around it, the better equipped we'll be to navigate the future that's hurtling towards us right now.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So there you have it, folks. Go ahead, start imagining how you would use this incredible tool to unlock the potential of AI, because the future is waiting to be written, and you might just be holding the pen.